My name is Vanessa McHugh, and I'm the Executive Director of the Historic Preservation Alliance of Arkansas, or as we will soon be known, Preserve Arkansas. The mission of our organization is to build stronger communities by reconnecting Arkansans to our heritage and by empowering people to preserve and rehabilitate historic places throughout the state. The reason we chose this particular site for our announcement is obviously because one of our most endangered is here behind us. We have a beautiful backdrop. But also because we're standing on the site of a historic building that is a great example of a rehabilitation and reuse. We're here on the grounds of the beautiful collegiate Gothic style school that was built in 1906, originally known as the Lee School. It was designed by Sanders and Gibbs firm. It ceased operation as a school in 1971, and after some time as an instructional resource center, was sold to the city of Little Rock in 1997. It was extensively renovated. I think the architect, Tommy Jameson, was here a minute ago, and now houses the Little Rock Neighborhood Resource Center, which was named in 2005 after Little Rock City Director Willie L. Hinton for recognition of his leadership in establishing this center. Standing before it today, and I hope you'll get a chance to walk around the front, it's easy to see the value of this historic structure, but I have no doubt that an empty building of this size and age presented a bit of a challenge to the leaders of the time, just as every property on today's list presents a challenge to the leaders in those communities, the owners, and the advocates for their preservation. Thanks to Mr. Hinton's vision and the vision of a lot of people, the city's commitment, the school was transformed into a place that is used by neighbors and by community groups throughout the city. Our state needs more thinkers like this and doers like this, who rather than seeing the worn shell of an old building, visualize the value and the potential for the future of historic buildings. It's my hope that every single one of the properties soon to be announced will gain a champion like Willie Hinton to help secure the future of these once great places. The Most Endangered Places program was started in 1999 to raise awareness of the importance of Arkansas's historic places, to generate support for saving endangered places, to provide a tool for evaluating and prioritizing preservation needs in Arkansas, and to make endangered properties eligible for technical and or financial assistance, and also to support the goals of Arkansas Heritage Month and National Preservation Month, which is observed in May. To announce this year's list, I'll be joined by members of the Board of Directors, several members of the Most Endangered Places Selection Committee, and so I'd like to thank Board President Dr. Jamie Brandon and Board members Dr. Jody Barnes, John Greer, as well as Board Member and Selection Committee Chair Tom Wing, Dr. Tom DeBlack, and Dr. David Ware for announcing the places on this list. So please welcome first Tom Wing, who will kick us off for the first property.
The Bondi Brothers Commercial Building in Clarendon, Arkansas, Monroe County, was built in 1904. In 1904, merchants and clothiers Ed and Ike Bondi erected a two-story, 1,200-square-foot structure in the heart of Clarendon, a prosperous Delta timber and plantation service town. The Italianate structure, with stone lintels, is located on the town square, facing the county courthouse. It is a substantial reminder of these successful merchants and community builders, and one of the few buildings of this size and significance remaining in Clarendon. Most others have been razed due to economic changes and public indifference. The Bondi Brothers building was once slated for demolition and brick harvesting, but since its nomination has been purchased by the Moore family of Clarendon. This represents a very positive development, but ensuring the Bondi Brothers building preservation will require many resources, perseverance, and imagination.
The Britton and Boarding House, built in 1913 as a single-family residence. By 1939, this large house was converted to a boarding house catering to African-American blue-collar workers. The Brittenham Boarding House has a long history of diverse tenants, some of whom are well-known in local business circles. Despite its having been re-sited and otherwise modified over its decades of service, the Brittenham Boarding House has retained much of its original character. The building was declared unsafe and vacant by the City of Little Rock at last Tuesday's City Board meeting. An ordinance to condemn it was passed, but the emergency clause was not, giving the owner 30 days before the building can be demolished. It is included on this year's listing because it represents a class of structure about which questions of significance, integrity, and rehabilitation potential are unanswered. Bulldozer blades and wrecking bars guarantee that that will remain so.
Good morning. The downtown Pine Bluff Historic Commercial District is another one of our most endangered places. In recent years, the decline of the historic commercial district of Pine Bluff has attracted attention in historic preservation circles and in the public eye. The recent literal collapse of several buildings and the one-time business blocks has highlighted the dire condition of much of the heart of what was once a vital center of industry, trade, and society. While many fine buildings survive in the district, two in particular highlight both the dire conditions and the preservation potential found there: the Hotel Pines and the Masonic Temple. The Hotel Pines was built in 1912, was the largest and finest hotel in Pine Bluff and the center of the city's social life for over 50 years. It was designed by George Richard Mann, the first architect of the Arkansas Capitol. It is a six-story U-shaped brick building with classical ornamentation outside and a rich interior featuring marble and stained glass inside. The Hotel Pines operated continuously for 57 years. When passenger rail service to Pine Bluff ended in 1968, the hotel lost its primary clientele, closing its doors in the spring of 1970. The 1990s and the 2000s saw attempts to rehabilitate it, but today it stands vacant and for sale. Pine Bluff's African American Masonic Temple was built in 1902. And when it was completed 2 years later, it stood as the largest building in downtown Pine Bluff. It is a four-story masonry building, the exterior which is largely intact, apart from a dormer destroyed in a 1954 fire, and not rebuilt. Many businesses operated from the structure, including Arkansas's first African-American-owned financial institution, and the businesses. Building's original cornerstone is a virtual who's who of Arkansas's most notable African-American citizens. Thank you.
The First Presbyterian Church of Nashville was built in 1912 as a textbook example of Victorian Carpenter Gothic architecture. This building features exposed interior Gothic beams, clear finished beadboard ceilings, wainscoting, a four-square Victorian bell tower, high Gothic bronze door hardware, heart pine flooring, and intricately cut Florentine glass windows. It served the community as a church from 1912 to 1975 and then as a museum, but has been vacant for years. The local historical association has plans for its rehabilitation and use, but tangible support from the Nashville community is needed to ensure the First Presbyterian's future is assured.
The next property on the most endangered list is right behind me and provides us the backdrop for today's announcement. It's the Lee Theater, and it's a one-screen movie theater that was built in 1940, replacing an earlier, smaller theater that was on the same site. It was designed by Corrigan and Moore, architects of Dallas, to increase seating capacity while minimizing access and service areas. The shell was built of hollow tile and brick, with its porcelain enamel copings, which are quite cool. Inside, the hall was finished with a simple metal trim and five shades of blue paint. The theater originally held approximately 700 guests on the first floor and 200 guests in a segregated balcony. Its single box office was designed so that white and black patrons did not have to contact each other. In 1949, there were 19 standalone movie theaters and two drive-ins in Little Rock and North Little Rock. Today, the Lee Theater is one of the three former theaters remaining and the only one built before World War II.
The old Springfield Road, Cadron Creek Bridge at Cadron in Conway County. Springfield Bridge was built in 1874 by the King Bridge Manufactory and Ironworks of Iola, Kansas. It was shipped disassembled, then erected on footings built by a local mason. The bridge was an essential link in a historic route connecting Des Arc on the White River with Springfield, the one-time seat of Conway County. The Springfield Bridge is a good example of the now-rare bowstring truss design, as well as the oldest surviving highway bridge in the state. The road was relocated and the bridge bypassed in 1991, and since then the bridge has been allowed to deteriorate. The stonework is failing and vandals set fire to the bridge timbers in 2013. I should mention that Dr. Ken Barnes of UCA has helped spearhead the efforts to save this bridge. And Ken's with us today. Thank you.
The State National Bank of Foreman in Little River County was constructed about 1940 on a site that was occupied by a bank as early as 1908. The State National is one of the most intact surviving historic structures in downtown Foreman. It still contains many of its historic features, including decorative tile, much of its interior woodwork, including the original teller stations with their crystal glass inserts, and not one but two vaults, a conventional walk-in deposit vault and a pedestal cash safe. The stucco over brick facade combines Art Deco and Mediterranean elements with distinctive fenestration. The rear wall, however, has been breached, the whole partially blocked with plywood and an iron grill. The interior brickwork is in very poor condition. It's threatened by elements and by vandalism.
The James Horn Williams House, also known as the Williams Howard House in Luxor in Mississippi County, was built around 1849. During the early 1840s, Tennessean James Horn Williams visited today's Mississippi County, scouting properties on behalf of his planter father. What he saw apparently pleased him. In 1849, he purchased 480 acres on which he built a residence. Williams became one of the leaders of the area, and he served in both the State House and the Senate, was a justice of the peace, and was very active in the local schools, church, and Masonic activities. The present house is believed to incorporate Williams' original modest plantation house design, much enlarged and modified, and described in 1880 as a fine residence. The house remained in the Williams family hands until 1923, when it was sold to the Howards, another local family. They continuously occupied the home until 2014. It is currently unoccupied, thus vulnerable to wildlife, the elements, vandals, and scavengers.
And that's our list of the most endangered. However, we have one property that's worth watching because we care about its future, and that is the Worthen Bank Building, probably known to many of you as the KATV Building. This building was designed by George R. Mann for the Worthen Bank. Ah, yes. And you can see details of this building, by the way, on the very last panel, providing they stay put. This building was designed by George R. Mann for the Worthen Bank, one of Little Rock's longest operating financial institutions. The building was mainly a neoclassical design, but incorporates some Art Deco ornamentation. Built of limestone over a steel frame, the Worthen Bank building exterior is largely unaltered. The Worthen Bank occupied this property until 1969. KETV purchased the building that year and has occupied it ever since. This late design by one of Arkansas's most respected architects has remained in continuous use. Hence, it has been maintained and is currently in good condition since 1928. It has been modified internally, but its exterior remains almost with almost all of its historic elements. KETV has discussed moving its operations from the Main Street building for several years, Moreover, the former Worthen Bank building site has been identified for future expansion phase of the Little Rock Technology Park development. Two alternate development plans have been circulated. One includes the demolition of the Worthen Bank building, while the other slates it for preservation and adaptive reuse. No action is anticipated before 2019 on either alternative, affording preservation advocates a golden opportunity to work for this building's survival. Thank you.
Thank you again for coming out this morning to learn about this year's list of endangered places and ones to watch.